It's the Painless Living Show with host and pain treatment expert, Dr. Michael Cassero, and co-host, John Ashton. If you or someone you love suffers from chronic pain, get answers here. Call now, 888-440-4442. That's 888-440-4442. Or visit online, painlesslivingshow.com.
And a happy summer. This is not calendar specific, but traditionally the beginning of summer, Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, tradition is good enough for me.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And we are here, John Ashton, and along with Dr. Michael Cassaro, 888-440-4442 is the phone number if you'd like to get in. PainlessLivingShow.com is the website. You can follow along there, too, and send a message to the doctor via the contact button and email. Chronic headache pain. That is the topic on this side of the radio today. But again, any pain situation you may be living with is open for discussion also at 888-440-4442. First off, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I mean, that is my job.
That's what we're here for, too.
What is the difference between a migraine and a headache?
I was hoping for a yes or no question.
I know, but they get easier as the day goes on.
Well, there are basic classifications of types of headache, mm-hmm. and they're classified more or less on the pattern of pain. So a migraine would be a headache that's intense, usually one-sided, tends to center around the temples or behind the eyes, and different. There are cluster headaches and there are tension headaches. Mm-hmm. Now there are subdivisions of each of those, but those are all divisions or definitions that are decades old,
okay. And
they're based on pain pattern. There are other ways to look at headaches. Based on cause.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at them based on cause, you find out that there are lots of ways to get a migraine headache or a cluster headache or a tension headache. And some of the same things that cause one type of headache can mm-hmm. cause the others. So it tends to get really confusing.
Especially for people who have a headache because they don't care what kind of headache it is.
They just want to get
just
rid of it.
Just fix it.
That's right.
There are things... I mean, looking at some of the causes, you may have a headache after eating. You may get a headache by not eating.
Yeah, both.
After eating sweets.
Oh, that's common.
Is it really?
That's very common, yeah.
Is it, and also after drinking alcohol. So is it the sugar that's the culprit in there with both sweets and alcohol?
Well, there's... The alcohol is kind of a double-edged sword.
Okay.
You get the headache from drinking the alcohol, and then you get the headache the next morning. That's a different type of headache, actually, but still related directly to the alcohol. It's a simple carbohydrate, and that has a tendency to trigger headaches in a lot of people. Doesn't matter whether it's sugar, and even when you're talking sugar, doesn't matter if it's table sugar, high fructose corn syrup, mm-hmm. agave syrup. If you're sensitive to it, it's going to trigger a headache.
Right.
And almost all the people that are sensitive to sugar for causing headaches also get headaches when they drink alcohol. Right. If you hear people that tell you, oh, if I have more than one glass of wine, I'll get a headache.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's from the sulfites. But a lot of times it's from the sugar, and they're used to drinking sweet wine, and that's why they get headaches from it.
It's hard to imagine things that can do that. And again, I don't know what's going on here, but it's either the microphone or my headphones. Maybe it's my ears. Maybe we need to
Maybe it's what's between them. Now, that'll cause you a headache.
Caffeine is not a naturally... forming substance in your body. Is it like a addiction withdrawal for people who drink a lot of coffee or drink a lot of soft drinks when they stop?
That's exactly what it is. It's
okay.
Part of the withdrawal syndrome from caffeine. Withdrawal from caffeine causes a headache. The caffeine itself, you know, when you're talking about addiction,
mm-hmm.
it's not as destructive as, say, heroin.
Right.
But as far as what it does in your body, It's very similar.
Really?
So you need to get it. That becomes the new normal for you. You have to have it there to be normal.
Gotcha.
And if it's not there, things aren't right, and they begin to get off kilter, and you get a headache and maybe some other symptoms too.
Excuse me while I take another sip of this coffee. I feel a headache. Come on.
Almost.
And then again, headaches can be the result of a childhood trauma, you know, an accident eons ago or decades ago or whatever.
Could be. Probably not childhood, though. Okay. Most of the time when you have headaches caused from trauma, it's trauma at least from the mid-teens or later. The way that kids heal is different from the way adults heal, they tend to not get any kind of chronic pain problems, but headaches are one of the least common things that kids get. When a kid has a headache, there's something seriously wrong.
Yeah. There were three things here that I would think are related, and I'll throw it out to you, but some people get headaches while driving or after driving for a long time, reading, watching TV. If those are what you're doing when you have a headache, is it an eye problem?
Probably not. Probably more likely a neck problem, because with all of those things, you're in one position for a prolonged period of time.
Okay.
And it's probably got to do with posture.
See, because most people would say, well, I have a headache after reading. I should go get my eyes checked rather than I got to go get my neck checked.
Well, but that's probably a good thing to do, especially if when you're looking up from reading, things aren't in focus.
Well, yeah.
That could be an eye problem. Yeah. You know, and the eye problem is probably the easiest thing to correct.
Yeah.
But all three of those things that you said, not only is the person sitting, but their neck is tilted forward.
Mm-hmm.
When you're watching TV, you're probably pushing your head forward to get closer to the TV. When you're reading a book, you're tilting your head forward to look down at the book. When you're driving, because that car seat is not straight up, you have to tilt your head forward to see the road straight in front of you.
Wow. A lot of times, too, folks with allergies, the allergic reaction for some reason is a headache.
Even more complex than that, not only is the allergic reaction cause a headache, but the medicine to treat the allergies can cause headaches as a side effect of the medicine, too.
There is nothing simple in this business, is there?
It doesn't. It's never as simple as it sounds on the TV commercial.
And again, the question that keeps popping through my mind is, how do you tell? I mean, what is the litany you go through, the procedure you go through when someone comes in to determine, okay, because before you can treat it, you got to know what causes it, right?
That's the best. You know, the typical approach to treating headaches over the past 40 or 50 years has been to just keep throwing treatments at it until you find one that works.
Right, right.
Well, you know, that can lead to years of wasted effort.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps if you can find the cause first. Now, some causes are easier to find than others. For instance, with toxic headaches, figuring out what the toxin is that's causing the headache can take forever. Yeah. But if you've got headaches caused from structural abnormalities in your neck, arthritis in the neck, things like that, fixing those is pretty easy.
Right. Okay. See, it's simple, after all.
And the thing is, that can cause your migraine, it can cause your cluster headache, can cause your tension headache, and they could all be related.
Yeah. Headaches, chronic and otherwise, that's the topic. 888-440-4442, that is the phone number. PainlessLivingShow.com, that is the website. You can go there and you can listen to some other topics that have been covered throughout the course of the last year or so. And everything is archived there. But if headaches are your situation or any pain situation approaching you now, just to give us a call, 888-440-4442. We will be back with a lot more information, a lot more questions and answers. Don't go away.
To learn more about the topics or products mentioned on the program, visit our website, painlesslivingradio.com.
888-440-4442. That is the phone number here. Chronic headache pain, the subject on this side of the radio. But again, any sort of chronic pain that you are dealing with is welcome. The questions are welcome at 888-440-4442. Or you can go to painlesslivingshow.com. That is the website. There's a contact button there. If you feel more comfortable just sending an email to Dr. Cassaro and explaining in as great detail as you can what your situation might be. We have an email question from that website aforementioned. It says, Doctor, last winter I went roller skating with my children. Well, there's your first mistake right there. I fell. I landed on my tailbone hard. The tailbone finally recovered. Took about 2 months. But I woke up with a headache the morning after I fell, and the headache has never since then gone away. Through most of the day, it's mild, but it's worse at night. It's bad when I first get up, too. The headache wakes me up sometimes, too. Two questions. How did I get a headache from landing on my butt? And how can I get rid of it? Both very good questions.
Well, I guess the first question is probably easier to answer over the radio here. And that is, your head is like a bowling ball sitting on the top of this slender stick. And falling down like that was kind of like a pile driver just slamming that bowling ball down onto the top of his neck. And if that doesn't cause a headache, I don't know what would.
Gotcha.
But the big question about why it hasn't gone away since, that's a tough question.
And probably the more important of the two.
Yeah, the first place I'd look is in his neck. Get some x-rays, see if that shows anything. If that doesn't, maybe an MRI, although there's not a lot of sources of headaches that would show up on an MRI that wouldn't also be evident on an x-ray, but it's not like it's zero. It is possible to find something there. So that'd be a good place to start. And of course, there's no substitute for a thorough physical examination. It also matters where the head pain is. You know, if this is pain that's always in the back of his head, it's a little bit more likely that that's just coming from his neck. If it's pain up in the cheekbones or in the forehead, that's a little bit harder to figure out. That might not be just the arthritis in the neck from
the fall.
That could be something a little bit different. So it's tough to figure out without a little more detail and a thorough physical exam, but a good place to start would be to go to his doctor and get x-rays ordered. Now, the reason that the headaches are still there probably has something to do with conditions that were there before he fell. I don't know if he has diabetes or if there was already arthritis in his neck or other health conditions. Those could all be playing a role. It's more of a complex picture. But somebody who's, you know, when he says he went roller skating with his children, I'm assuming he's in his 30s or 40s. Someone in their 30s and 40s who's healthy should recover from the headache too. Even if that took 2 months, it should get better. So that's, it needs more investigation, well, as the quick answer there.
The headache is at the top of that very thin stick you talk about.
Yes.
The tailbone is at the bottom of that very thin stick. Is it possible that that force did something somewhere else along that line of that?
Oh, very likely. Yeah, we see people get seriously injured. They land on their tailbone, but their worst injury is actually in their neck. But if the neck doesn't hurt at the time, like the tailbone does, it gets no attention right away if you go to the urgent care center or something. So part of that is, you know, all the body parts are connected together. So just because the impact is at one place doesn't mean that you can't have a consequence somewhere else. Just think billiards. The place where the impact is doesn't necessarily correlate directly with where the ball goes in the pocket.
Exactly.
So the other part of the question is how to get rid of it. And back to the advice, the first thing is to figure out where it's coming from.
Right.
And then a lot of times there are specific treatments that could be done to get rid of the headache, especially if it is coming from his neck. But it may prompt treatment of other underlying health conditions that mm-hmm. may not have been uncovered yet.
Right.
And treating those, the headaches might get better because all of a sudden the body's better able to heal itself.
Right. So it could be a telltale sign of something else wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just guessing here. Sure. That's all this is sure. a guess. We got someone 35 to 45, mm-hmm. male, probably hasn't been to a doctor since the pediatrician.
Yeah.
Or unless his induction physical, if he went in the military.
Right. Or at least a sports physical in school.
Yeah, yeah, and that probably wasn't even a doctor. Mm-hmm. So I'm figuring that there may be other health problems that are still in that river in Egypt.
Yeah, denial is what he's talking about there. One of the problems that probably I would think is happens more frequently with headaches than anything else is that the medications you take to alleviate the pain can actually exacerbate the situations or lead to other situations that cause pain in your body.
Well, they can.
Good.
You know, but we'll come back to that more after we go to the phones. We have a caller on the line. I don't have the name, but you're on the Painless Living Show right now. How can I help you this morning? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the Painless Living Show. Who am I speaking with?
Laverne.
Okay, Laverne, how can I help you this morning?
Yes, sir. Last week you were talking to a lady towards the end of your show that had rheumatoid arthritis.
I remember
and,
that, yes.
You were telling her a lot of things. And what I kind of would like to know, I have got arthritis. Well, I guess I've got it all over from my upper back all the way to my feet. So I've tried lots of things and all. You mentioned CQ10. Is there an amount that you would suggest to put in your diet as far as the pills are concerned?
Yes, that's coenzyme Q10. And I usually recommend at least 100 milligrams, preferably 200. That's 100 milligrams twice a day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of the supplements you see have 30 or 50.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's better than nothing. It really is, but it's suboptimal.
Well, then you mentioned some kind of a tea, and I did not get that either.
A tea.
Started with a C.
I'm not recalling offhand what that specific recommendation might have been.
Turmeric, but I mean, you sure wouldn't want to take that on a teaspoon or something. How do you get that into your diet?
Okay, turmeric can be purchased in capsules. And depending upon your taste, a lot of people do like the taste of turmeric, but taking it off of a spoon is probably not the best way. The best way, if you're using it in your food, is to cook it in foods that have a significant amount of oil in the base, whether it's vegetable oil or butter. You know, that is less important than the fact that it just be oily, because the turmeric dissolved in oil, especially if it's been heated and cooked in the oil, is absorbed better than just powdered turmeric.
Oh, okay, okay. You know, you keep talking about an inversion table.
Yes.
Is that an expensive item?
Well, there are low-end models and high-end models, and there's really not a big difference between them. I have seen the low-end models running between, let's say under $125 for one.
Really?
And then the high-end models that are built really sturdy, you know, if you've got somebody that's over maybe 350 pounds or so, they really need a sturdy table, that might run up to $500. the ones that are advertised on late night TV that are available at sporting goods stores and other places around town, those run around $300. Mm-hmm. So when you think about it, they're not free. But if you compare it to a prescription, your break-even point is just a few months, and you own it forever.
Is that something that you can do yourself without help?
I would advise the first time or two that you do it to have some help there, just to make sure that it's balanced right for you. Once you know where your balance point is, there's no problem with doing it on your own alone.
Is rehab okay. Under a...
I'm going to ask you to hold on through the break. That music means we're getting ready to go to a break, and we'll finish answering your questions when we come back.
And just to let you know, too, my wife just bought an inversion table for $105 from Amazon.
Wow.
888-440-4442.
It's the Painless Living Show. To be part of the program, call now. 1-888-440-4442.
And we're going to go right back to that phone right now.
Yes, Laverne, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
All right. You were asking some questions about nutritional supplements for rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes, and for osteoarthritis.
Okay.
Okay. And I had an MRI, and they maintained that discs 1, 2, and 3 are really, they have issues with all three of them. And my knees hurt all the time, but now my whole legs hurt. And so I just didn't know whether maybe taking something, rehab would help that, or do you possibly think I need to come over there and you see what else I need?
Oh, well, certainly I'm going to push for the last choice there, an exam and thorough evaluation. But on the other hand, if you're getting pain in both legs,
right,
if it's related to your back, it's not from arthritis.
I don't know, but see, because my knees have hurt for a long, long time. And so I have gotten shots in my knees, and then I have... the pain in my back was so bad, I got shots in my back, too. And it helps for a little while, but it seems like the pain just never, ever, ever leaves.
Okay.
And so then they suggested rehab, you know, exercise and stuff with a trainer. And so I didn't know whether that was a good thing to try to see if that would help or not.
Well, that's a good thing to try, but the thing that I want to point out is that's just to get you started.
Okay.
Because what you need to do is have activity every day. It doesn't have to be strenuous activity. It just has to be regular. And that actually helps to change your metabolism, where it promotes inflammation less easily. And you have decreased irritability of your nervous system. But that doesn't come from going to a rehab program for 3 weeks or so. And that just gets you started so that you know what kind of things to keep doing on your own.
Yeah.
Pretty much forever.
Well, I think I might try that, but I think, I don't know, it's just gone on so long. To get in the bottom of my refrigerator, I have to have a stool because I can't reach, you know, in there.
Yeah, you have to sit down.
And I can't lift very much weight anymore at all. Of course, I'm old, you know, and all, but I used to be able to do everything.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of data out there that shows even if you take people that are old, even in their 80s, and you start them in an exercise program, almost everything about their health, mental acuity, and everything else gets better. And you wouldn't believe, I've been in practice for a little over 30 years, and if I was to identify one thing other than just saying lifestyle stuff, if I was to identify one thing that leads many patients to my door. It's they lose their ability to squat because they just don't squat. Like you were saying.
I haven't been able to do that for 10, 15 years.
Right now, at least you're using a stool. Okay. Yeah. That's probably one of the best ways to accommodate for that. But a lot of people, when they can't squat anymore, they start bending down from the waist. And that's a real good way to end up hurting their back.
That I didn't know.
Because they always have their knees locked, it's a good way to end up with arthritis in your knees.
Well, I can't bend my knees at all. They just will not do anything.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is advice to younger people for sure, is to maintain your ability to squat. But even if you take someone who's, 75 years old, and you start working on strengthening the legs and restore the ability to squat, then a whole lot of the problems with back and torso and everything else end up getting better. At least they stop getting worse, because part of restoring your ability to squat is going to include restoring the muscle strength in your core.
I have a hard time getting up out of a chair. I mean, it takes everything I got, and it hurts so bad that you just don't want to do it.
Well, when you're talking about that kind of pain, I'm wondering if this might really be rheumatoid arthritis instead of osteoarthritis.
Or
if there could be nerve pain involved also.
Because thank you for your suggestions and your help.
Well, thank you for listening.
I might just be one of your patients one of these days.
Well, I do the best I can for you. I promise you that.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Bye. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
888-440-4442. And there are worse treatments you can do than come here and become one of the doctor patients. Because, like you said, you listen to him. Guy knows what he's talking about. And he's going to right now explain real quickly why Chinese food can give you a headache.
Well, it's reading all those characters next to it. They put the English translations now, so it's a lot easier.
Yeah, the small type, the 6-point type on the fortune cookies get to you, too, after all.
Just order number 4.
Gotcha.
No, usually it's got to do with the additives in the food. It's not the food itself. And it used to be something that was identified to or linked with Chinese food, but really it's a lot of restaurant foods.
Mm-hmm.
Mexican foods are probably just as culpable as Chinese foods.
Really?
Yeah, when they use flavor enhancers in the food, those flavor enhancers tend to light things up in your body after they're finished lighting up your taste buds. And if you've got sensitivity to headaches, that's what gets lit up.
Voila.
And guess who gets a headache?
And you're talking about the MSG or other things, too?
Well, MSG is very high on the list of culprits, but there's lots of other things, and it's almost impossible to find out what those particular things are because they're not listed on a food label anywhere. They're certainly not going to be on the menu.
Right.
But even the restaurant, they're probably not adding them in the restaurant. It's added in the food that's pre-prepared when they buy it from their distributor. And it's not on the label of those cans or packages either.
Right.
It's just listed as flavors, artificial or natural, or spices.
Artificial flavors added. Be on the lookout. I guess that would be a dead giveaway, wouldn't it?
Well, artificial flavors, a lot of people think about that. But even where it says natural flavors, those don't come from nature. Those are man-made chemicals. Same with spices. We're not talking about parsley, okay? We're talking about, in fact, MSG is officially classified as a spice.
Really?
So, yeah, spices, there's about 200 man-made chemicals that are
spices.
Listed collectively as spices on the labels.
Makes it so much easier to be a person, doesn't it? Wow. Headaches and chronic headache pain, the topic here. The phone number, 888-440-4442. You've mentioned a couple times about the correlation between headaches and diabetes.
Yes.
What is it specifically?
Well, it's more than one thing. First of all, people with diabetes can get the same thing that anyone else can get.
Sure.
Except it's going to be worse for them.
Oh.
Okay. So anything that can cause a headache is probably going to cause worse headaches for someone that has diabetes. But also, if they have type 2 diabetes, even if they're what you call pre-diabetic, they probably have very high insulin levels. And it's that insulin that irritates everything. And among the things it irritates, if it's the muscles, nerves, ligaments, things that are in a position to give you a headache, you're going to get headaches. If you've got something inside your head, you'll get a headache from that too. Lots of things can cause headaches. We're talking a lot about the neck here. But even with toxic headaches, people with diabetes might be less sensitive, for instance, to an air freshener. They can't smell as well, so they tend to use more of the air freshener to be able to smell it.
Okay.
And then, and the same would go for perfume or something like that. But yet their sensitivity as far as it causing a headache is the same or lower. So that can be causing headaches, and that can be household cleaning products. It can be bug sprays. I mean, the list is almost endless.
Wow. Question had popped in and then flitted right out of my head again. It'll come back to me, I am sure.
Nothing like that's ever happened to me.
One of the things that I think a lot of people listening right now may have read, as well as I have read on the internet and other places, is with a headache, were you to take the palm of your hand and put force on the pad of your hand right between your forefinger and your thumb, that's a great way to alleviate headache pain. Any semblance of science to that, or is that just some way to get you to read their website?
Clickbait, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be that, but there are acupressure points.
Oh, okay.
And there is some science to that, and I have to plead ignorance.
Okay.
I know just enough about acupuncture to know that I have a lot of patients that get acupuncture, and it works great for them. So if it works, try it. But you know what the best part about that is? Even if it doesn't work, you're not doing anything harmful to yourself.
Yeah, except playing with needles.
Well, no, I'm talking about where you said about pushing on your, on your wrist. Yeah.
All right.
It's not going to hurt you to do that.
That's true. 888-440-4442. That's like my grandmother used to say, hey, good night. 888-440-4442. That is the phone number. Give us a call. Chronic headache pain. That is the topic. Going to take a quick break. Be right back.
It's like an office visit without the copay. The Painless Living Show.
888-440-4442, the phone number, chronic headache pain, the topic, or any pain situation you may be having with questions you can get through at 888-440-4442. If you would prefer, painlessliving.com, and just hit the contact button and send Dr. Cassaro a message directly that way.
That works.
You can follow him on Twitter. What's your Twitter?
At Painless Living.
There you go. And also a Facebook page that's marvelous.
Painless Living Radio Show.
And you tweet out some very interesting things throughout the course of a week. It's like, you know, I thought he'd be busy, you know? Not at 3 a.m., though, like some other busy people we know.
Well, I'm not going to explain that.
One of the things that I think, you know, those lay people like us who are not medically oriented or educated come away with a show like this when you say, what can cause a headache? And the answer is basically anything. And
you know, the interesting thing is if you look at headache medicines and read the label, if the label's not on the little bottle, go to the internet and read the official label.
Sure.
And under side effects, almost all the headache medicines have listed as a potential side effect
headaches. Okay, that kind of defeats the purpose right there. One of the things, I guess, for at home treatment, if one says, you know, it's not that serious, what are some of the things I can do at home to try to figure out why my head hurts and make them go away. Again, you've got the sleep, the diet, the exercise. You also have some nutritional supplements added. Are there specific things that can help the most obvious of causes of headaches from a nutritional supplement standpoint?
Well, the quick answer to that is no.
Okay.
But overall, nutritional supplements supplement nutrition. Poor nutrition definitely predisposes you to headaches.
Okay.
So the nutritional supplements help, and at the top of that list would be the B vitamins.
Okay.
And then also vitamin C, vitamin E, things that are going to improve detoxification. That's why all those are in there.
Right.
And then there's a host of other ones. We talked with Laverne about coenzyme Q10. A lot of people, especially if you're taking cholesterol-reducing medications, can actually have a coenzyme Q10 deficiency, which reduces your energy generation inside all the cells of your body, including the cells that might be irritated to be giving you a headache. And if they're not generating enough energy in there, they're probably not getting rid of their metabolic waste products as effectively as they should. So they become more irritable. You get more likely to have pain.
Right. Makes sense.
So taking something like the coenzyme Q10 can help a lot with that. Right. Now, that's not the answer for everybody. It's an overall nutritional package. You know, there's a whole lot of difference. One of the things we've talked about on this show a lot, there's a difference between filling your belly and nourishing your body.
Right.
And too many people between, you know, taking the kids here and there and meetings and work and everything else, concentrate on just filling your belly.
Yeah.
And you'll get away with that for days, weeks, even months. And if you're a teenager, even years. But it does eventually catch up. And that's where the work is with the nutritional supplements. It's not like there's one particular nutritional supplement that's going to fix everything. But for somebody that has chronic headaches, that's wanting to find a nutritional way to help, start with a good quality B-complex vitamin.
Or go back to shopping the perimeter of the grocery store.
Well, yeah, especially the produce department.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times people that have headaches are not eating much out of the produce department.
Yeah. Yeah. As you know, when mama told you to eat your veggies, she just wasn't trying to be mean. There was a method to that madness.
Yeah, and there's a difference between a fruit roll up and fruit.
Yeah. Natural painkillers. Are there any things that you know for the drug averse? You know, some people just don't want to swallow a pill no matter what it's for or anything like that.
Well, part of that depends on your definition of natural.
Okay.
Aspirin, which is acetylsalicylic acid.
Yes, I can help you out.
Has a natural source. And before the Bayer Company made it into pills, that was a natural painkiller. And I think as far as all things taken into account, that's still a pretty good one. And if you don't want to swallow pills, my own personal preference is for the powders. You can grind up a pill or you can just buy powdered aspirin.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes that way.
It does.
The other natural painkillers, you know, we talk a lot on the other shows about arthritis for glucosamine. But if you have headaches coming from the upper part of your neck and they're due to arthritis in your neck, taking the glucosamine can help a lot with that.
Oh, cool. Great.
And one of the things that you mentioned that I want to kind of dwell on a little bit here is sleep.
Okay.
A lot of people with chronic headaches have this characteristic that they like to cheat sleep. They substitute caffeine for hours between the sheets. That's a really poor strategy for getting rid of your headaches. And not only that, it also blunts your response to the headache medicines or any other medicines that you might be taking.
Really?
Yeah, so it's kind of important to get sleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people have themselves convinced or deluded that they're too busy to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Just think how much worse it'll be when you land yourself in a hospital or something.
Yeah.
Sleep, you know, cut out some of the TV, cut out some of the things that don't do anything to improve, right, to change your life.
Right.
And get more sleep.
Becomes a vicious cycle sometimes, though, because headaches have a tendency to make it difficult to sleep.
Well, yeah, that's true. But if you're getting the sleep, we can do things to help with the headaches.
Okay.
And then hopefully the drive for the headaches just goes away. But there's a lot of other health problems besides headaches that come from poor sleep patterns or insufficient amount of sleep.
Wow. So that, like, if someone were suffering from insomnia, then headache would be a natural side effect of that?
Well, really? It is, and it becomes a self-perpetuating cycle because they start out, they get headaches because they're not getting enough sleep.
Right.
Well, then those headaches a lot of times tend to be worse at night, and they start to interfere with sleep. And during the day, a lot of times in the morning, they're drinking caffeine. The caffeine has the dual effect of decreasing the severity of the headache and waking them up after insufficient sleep. So they tend to drink caffeine all through the day, and then that contributes to them not being able to get to sleep at night.
Yeah.
So everything just kind of keeps spiraling out of control worse and worse as time goes on.
And as we're heading into the summer season, this might be a good time to bring up allergies. Because a lot of times, I know at my house, someone suffering from a headache, they take an allergy pill. And
that could very well help. Yeah, especially if your headaches are somewhat sensitive to sinus pressure or things like that, because the allergens here in the Ohio Valley, not news to anybody, I hope.
We're number one.
They're plentiful. And if you're sensitive to them and your particular response is a headache, then that's going to be the best way to treat the headache. Either that or a vacation.
to Phoenix.
Well, interesting is it almost doesn't matter where you go. As long as you're out of the Ohio Valley, you'll get relief until you come back home.
Is it the mold, or are there other things that people are allergic to around here?
Well, there's other things, lots of things, because the molds, they've always been here, okay? Yeah. But the molds are getting worse because we've locked all our buildings up airtight to make our heating and cooling systems very efficient. So now we have indoor molds that never used to be a problem when we had open windows and the air blowing through.
And real simple, if someone usually ends their work day with a headache from posture or repetitive motions or whatever, what, real quick, is there a routine they can go through to try to make it easier?
Yeah, a good thing to do would be all through their day just to take their neck through a good range of motion, you know, side to side, front to back, kind of turn it around, twist it a little bit, look up, look down, and stand up or stretch their arms up over their head behind their shoulders. Things to get those muscles and joints and ligaments moving periodically throughout the day, at least once an hour or so.
Right.
Probably make a big difference how they feel at the end of the workday.
Yeah. Take care of yourself. That's kind of like just the bottom line to all of this, you know?
Hey, we could have saved a lot of time.
Wouldn't have been anywhere near as much fun, though. Write this down. It is 888-440-4442. That's the phone number for direct contact with Dr. Cassaro here on the show. PainlessLivingShow.com, the website. You can listen to prior episodes. You can re-listen to this episode if it happened to strike your particular problem. You can also use the contact button on the website to get directly in touch with Dr. Cassaro also. Or you can just kind of like go through the entire week and be back here next Saturday morning at 11.
That sounds like a winner. I'll do that.
Okay. I'll see you here.
I'm your host, Dr. Michael Cassaro.
And I'm co-host John Ashton. You have a painless week.